This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I like hanging out with people who make things by hand, and then I report back to you. And we call the series Artisans of Michigan. We're in Flint at Scared Crow Steamworks. Heather Wright is the designer of steampunk jewelry, which leads us to the first question I asked.
What do you mean by steampunk?
Steampunk is a movement that was started back in the 80s. It has to do with sort of post-apocalyptic lifestyle, if technology never really evolved and steam-driven things were still here today.
How does that translate to your jewelry?
Well, I use a lot of antique clockworks, meaning gears, and mostly brass and parts of pocket watches and wristwatches, anything I can find that's of a certain age. It has to be early 1900s and earlier than that.
I have seen on Amazon bags full of steampunk type pieces that were stamped out in a plant in China. Why do you go to the trouble of finding these older pieces when you could, you know, do it for a lot less and probably most people wouldn't even know the difference?
I really want people to have a connection to the history of it, and I think that it's more unique because they're more difficult to find many of, especially some of the pocket watches. They have dates on them from the people who repair them, and I think that's a real connection to history, and I like that part of it.
Her work area is basically an L-shaped bench, and on one section, there's just this pile of gears and coils and pocket watch faces. I'm not sure how Wright makes sense out of this tangle of 100-year-old pieces and sees jewelry there.
Well, I don't really like to clean up too much. I'm just kind of a mess here because it helps me think about what I want to make. I'll change my gears many, many times. I'll be working on 5 or 6 pieces at a time, and it just helps me to think a little bit more about what I want to do.
Is there anything unique about how you assemble these?
I like to refer to myself as kind of an architect. I sort of like to build the piece, and I never really glue until I feel like it looks finished, and then I'll take a photograph of it with my phone, and I'll later assemble it with the glue, and sometimes it'll change, sometimes it'll stay the same.
Who buys your jewelry?
Oh, many people. I'm surprised sometimes at who's interested in what I have. Some people have no idea what steampunk is. People of all ages, small kids, older adults. But everybody's really interested in men and women alike.
How many pieces have you made?
Oh, gosh. Probably over 1,000, maybe. I've been doing this for, I think, about since 2014. So I've sold quite a bit and made quite a bit, and I hope to make more.
That's Heather Wright. She's the designer at Scared Crow Steamworks, and she's our latest Artisan of Michigan. Support for arts and cultural coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.